You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
So today I'm going to be asking you, is your attitude generating drama? And this episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me. So I really encourage you to check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. So I want to share about a recent story. I live in an area that occasionally received lots of snow in a short period of time. This weekend was one of those occasions. We got dumped on for hours, causing many schools and businesses to close. Now, I live on a court that is situated off of a side street that horseshoes a semi-main road. In other words, I'm a bit off the beaten path. No road that I'm on or near is considered a priority. I tell you all of that to say that usually when we get a lot of snow like we did this weekend, we end up being snowed in for a while. So in my years living here, I have seen garbage trucks get stuck in the court, some utility trucks, and one time even a snowplow got stuck. He made the mistake of scooping his way a bit too far into the court. He was trying to just plow the road and was not intending on plowing the court, and he got stuck. So my neighbor helped dig him out, and so out of appreciation and possibly a bit of guilt, he ended up plowing us out earlier than we would have. It was a very exciting year. So last year we had historical amounts of snow and might have spent weeks snowed in if it weren't for the efforts of my husband and a neighbor who used their large snow blowers to circle the court again and again and again to create a path large enough for a vehicle to travel in or out of the area. They worked hard to help out all the neighbors living on the court. So during this snow event, we received a huge gift. A pickup truck owner with a plow on the front spent about an hour plowing us out. He maneuvered and pushed snow. It was a tedious task. I think it would have driven me nuts. He seemed to be enjoying it, and I was so happy that he was there. So what does all of this have to do with drama and attitude, you might ask? Well, it relates to drama because we unfortunately have a neighbor not well versed in the art of gratitude. As a matter of fact, he becomes quite negative when receiving a favor. He creates negative outcomes for himself, and I think he's completely oblivious. His negativity generates drama, and I thought perhaps others could learn from his story. You see, he seems to live with a fear or a paranoia that people are out to get him. He looks for the negative in a situation and reacts with anger and aggression. I watched it happen last year during the big snows and again this week. I've unfortunately seen him react like this in lots of different situations, but I'm just going to focus on the snow events. So as I said, last year my husband and a neighbor spent hours snow blowing a path for the five families who live on the court. It was tough work. They were drenched in sweat as they leaned in with all they had into their powerful snowblowers. My neighbor probably should not have even been out there. He's in his 70s and has had knee replacement surgery. Even on his best day, he walks really slowly. It was quite surprising and a bit concerning to see him working that hard, honestly. So as they worked, the wind blew and some snow continued to fall. They blew the snow into the center of the court, so we had to constantly adjust the machines to aim the snow to the right spot. So that center area got piled more and more and more, higher and higher. The snow became a huge hill. And occasionally the wind picked up and sent snow flying. So my angry neighbor came outside. Did he say thank you for all the hard work they were doing? No, he yelled at them, stopping them in their tracks to tell them that a bit of snow was blowing in his driveway as they worked. Not nearly as much snow as was present everywhere around us. They listened. They tried to explain that the wind was out of their control, promised to do their best, and then got back to work. Shortly after, the 20-something-year-old son from that house came out, got in his car, and got stuck in the court. Great. So my husband and neighbor, two great people, obviously, who are still trying to make the best of the situation, stopped their work and went to try to help. The young son stayed in the car while his 70-something, you know, he's pushing the gas, while the 70-something father, the 70-something neighbor, and my husband all tried to push. The neighbor continued to yell. I guess apparently somehow it was someone else's fault that his son had gotten stuck. The result? My husband and neighbor left them to deal with the stuck vehicle and got back to snow blowing. Who wants to work that hard to get yelled at? This year, as the man in the truck plowed our court, that same neighbor stood in his snow-filled driveway, arms folded, waiting for a bit of snow to end up in his drive. I don't even know how he would have noticed, because it was piled high. No one had cleared it yet. I had just returned from running out to give the man a plate of brownies and sat inside thinking, oh no, now what? I was also really thankful that I had shared the brownies. I didn't want that angry neighbor to be the only spokesperson for the court. So the truck owner was taking great care to situate the building piles of snow in between driveways. And that's a tough task in a court lined with houses. Some of you listening to this podcast, I get it. You live in an area where you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you know about snow, it's got to go somewhere and it's got to get out of the way, and it piles high where you're leaving it. So the angry neighbor walked into the street to flag this truck driver down. I could hear his voice and see his gestures, but couldn't make out what he was saying. Trust me, I opened the door trying to hear, but it was freezing out. But what it appeared to be was, you guessed it, don't get any more snow in my driveway. And his tone was super aggressive. Well, the driver didn't push the snow in front of his driveway, but he sure wasn't as careful in that area as he had been in all the other areas. I wouldn't call the truck driver vindictive. I would say that he just wasn't as inspired to do his best work on that side of the court. After the brownies, the area in front of my house was wonderful. So the lessons for today. I want you to ask yourself, where are you forgetting to acknowledge the intended good deed while focusing instead on a small, inconsequential negative outcome? So yes, there was a little bit of snow blowing in his driveway as the wind kicked up and moved snow around. And yes, maybe there was a little bit more of it blowing around because they were snow blowing, but they were snow blowing. They were working hard to open an area so people could drive through an otherwise unpassable court. Same with the truck driver this week. Yes, maybe a little snow might end up somewhere, like up on your lawn or something, but he was opening a passageway so that we could get in and out of our court. We were no longer snowed in. We literally could not leave our house until he came. So did someone bring you coffee but forget the sugar? Have one of your employees taken initiative to reorganize the supply closet and moved an item to a spot you can't reach? Did your team work super hard today but still get a complaint from a disgruntled customer? You know, I still remember the day years ago when I was working in human resources for a company and our boss told us, no matter how hard you work, I will never thank any of you if there's even one employee who's not 100% happy here. Wow, that was an unachievable goal. We were never going to be thanked. So, I mean, and I still remember that. So think about what your team might be experiencing from you if you're forgetting to focus on the intentions, the major positive outcomes. Don't let them be overshadowed by a tiny little something. An attitude of gratitude takes you farther than a negative one. No, don't ignore what must change, but make sure your focus is in the right place for the best outcomes. Focus on the positive first. Otherwise, you might end up with a big old pile of snow half covering your driveway. Just saying. So thanks for listening today. I hope you picked up a few little nuggets. Do take a look and see where you're being negative, where you could find some positive things to be grateful for. And I have a free webinar coming up. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the webinar tab, and sign up. It's free, and you'll get great proven strategies to help motivate your team without losing your mind. And sometimes I know that can happen. Also, if you've got a current drama challenge going on in your work or in your life, shoot me a message. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to submit your question. You can record your current situation or shoot me a message. Either way, I'll get back with you. I can provide customized solutions on a future episode, or if it's something more private, we'll schedule a chat. So thanks so much for listening. Until next time, make it a great day.